Laura is an old duck. She never gets cross and snaps back. I do. And it's so hard not to with Aunt Susanna sometimes. But I generally manage it, for I'd do anything for Margaret. Laura did not tell Aunt Susanna that she sold her lace at the women's exchange in town and made enough to buy her new hats. She makes enough out of her watercolours to dress herself. Aunt Susanna took a second breath and started in again. I notice your violin hasn't quite as much dust on it as the rest of the things in this room, Kate. It's a pity you stopped playing just as I came in. I don't enjoy fiddling much, but I'd prefer it to seeing anyone using a needle who isn't accustomed to it. Kate is really a most dainty needlewoman and does all the fine sewing in our family. She coloured and said nothing, that being the highest pitch of virtue to which our Katie, like myself, can attain. And there's Margaret ruining her eyes over books, went on Aunt Susanna severely. Will you kindly tell me, Margaret Thorne, what good you ever expect Latin to do for you? Well, you see, Aunt Susanna, said Margaret gently.